welfare students stuck in awful, endless limbo. Further education students across the nation are stuck in a confusing, awful, seemingly endless limbo, filled with U-turns and dead ends. In any college you go into, if it's open, of course, there's a sense of dread. Cases are rising again, and they are higher than before, but I'm still set to be in classes with around 23 other students next week. It's not a question of if a student is going to catch something, but when. If not me, then who? And how long until it's a wildfire again? When the cases were in the low thousands, we were told we couldn't sit our GCSEs. Now they are nearing 12,000, we are expected to carry on with business as usual. It's a great idea, isn't it? But of course we all want to go back. Zoom meetings have turned our brains into mush, and I haven't sat in a classroom since March. Most people are finding it impossible to learn. We need normality. But we've been robbed of our chance for normality. I don't want to be the Tories' collateral damage in their new scheme, pretending coronavirus doesn't exist. We were all looking forward to it too. After we said goodbye to all of our secondary school friends, we were told that college is more about making even better friendships. But how can we? This just adds to the list of ways the government has failed us. It's that list that's turning young people away from mainstream politics. The utter despair and lack of faith that each student has must lead to something greater. Charlie Pandit, London Fair College student,